This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Yes, it's the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Elgin Baylor, all-time great. Lakers legend, passes away at the age of 86. Never won a championship, retired the season that the Lakers won it. 72. Halfway through the season, I think. Elgin Baylor was, well, let's put it this way. People say Dr. J and Michael Jordan. I see a direct line. I mean, obviously Dr. J is there, but in the old footage, you don't see Elgin Baylor, like, dunking a lot. It didn't look like he had great hops, although maybe that's because a lot of the footage is from later in his career, where there's more footage. But he did something that especially Michael Jordan used to do. And you can see where Jordan gets it from Elgin. He went up into the air to do things. You know, however much distance there was between his foot and the ground, he seemed to linger there longer and to make plays and shoot in the air more than everyone else did in his era. And he was putting up crazy numbers. And, you know, when you talk about the greatest players ever, and only because the Lakers, you know, Mount Rushmore is so packed, on almost any other franchise ever, Elgin Baylor's on the franchise Mount Rushmore. I mean, the Lakers with Kobe and Magic and Kareem and Shaq and Wilt and LeBron, you know, it's, you know, James Worthy can't get on there. Forget about Pau Gasol. It's hard to get on the Lakers Mount Rushmore, right? But Jerry West can't get on. Elgin Baylor's, you know, at least second team all Laker, but one of the greatest players who ever lived. What do I mean by greatest who ever lived? What I mean is take the greatest players ever, the first tier greatest ever, right? And so the bigs are, you know, like Wilt and Bill Russell and Kareem and Shaq, those four for sure, Tim Duncan, Hakeem, like that's six guys. I didn't put them in order. I just named. By the way, you know who else I would say even before David Robinson and Patrick Ewing in his time? Moses Malone. I think Moses squeaks in there, but it's borderline. What about the greatest players ever? I just named you six bigs, right? Then you have the non-bigs. Who are the non-bigs in the greatest upper first tier of all time? Jordan, of course. LeBron, Kobe, Magic, and Bird. Jerry West. Oscar Robertson. Elgin Baylor. Dr. J, too, because, you know, his time in the ABA, he was a champion, he was a scoring champion, he was still great in the NBA. It's nine guys. I think KD will be there when all is said and done. 10 guys. But Elgin Baylor is in that category. It's a sad day in Lakers Nation today. And but, you know, not many people changed the game. Elgin changed the game and clearly led to Dr. J. And Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, who's the real person that my first instinct was, I want to get Kobe on when I heard this broke to talk about. Oh, wait a minute. I drove that home, too. A lot of lost Lakers greats, including Dr. Buss. My mind also went there. I'd love to talk to Dr. No, can't do that either. He died of natural causes, as you can see if you're watching ESPN Plus, with a team from 58 to 71. And was, you know, like scoring 27, 28 points a game as an innovator and one of the best to ever do it. So it is sad news in Lakers Nation tonight or today. Okay, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. You want to talk about Elgin at any point in the show, you can. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. LeBron is out weeks for the Lakers, and AD is out with the calf, Achilles something or other, right? I'm worried about AD. But LeBron has what's called being called a high ankle sprain, and he's out indefinitely, right? Now they're saying weeks. I hate the way it looks when you watch the replay. You can say high ankle sprain, fine. It looked like his knee moved to the side to me. I'm very worried about LeBron. I haven't talked to anyone about this. No one's told me anything, and I know something, and I'm trying to hint. Nothing like that. Just my eyeball. When I saw it, I thought, oh, that's a season ender. That's what it looked like to me. It looked like a season ender. But the fact that he could walk out under his own power, walk off the court, the fact that they're saying, oh, he's going to be back, I feel really good about. But now you add LeBron to AD. The Lakers have to try to tread water in a brutal Western Conference. They're swimming with sharks with Dennis Schroeder as their best player. Well, let me just tell you what's going to happen. They're going to lose a lot now. I mean, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Kuzma, KCP, THT. You know, they're nice players, but is that a how many guys would start on most teams? I would say of the guys I just mentioned, Schroeder is, I would say, an average starting point guard. And that is the only starter on the team, other than the big two. Now the Lakers are going to have to win, or try to, with one average starting player and a bunch of pieces that were meant to fit around two transcendent players. And that is not going to be easy. The Nets now favored to win the whole thing, although I don't know what's going on with KD. Schroeder said, following LA's loss to Phoenix, get used to that while LeBron and AD are out. And by the way, Phoenix, they went 8-0 in the bubble. They added Chris Paul, and they're looking like world beaters right now. You know, I almost called him Wiseman. DeAndre Ayton looked good. Really good. Anyway, Schroeder said, I think how we played before with them two on the court, it's totally opposite now. I think we got to move the ball, got to play with more pace on the defensive end. We got to be more scrappy. And yeah, I mean, everybody who's coming on the floor has to be confident to knock down the shot or to impact the game on the defensive end. I agree. And if they do that, they'll be a little under 500. I got to look at their schedule coming up. It's not going to be good, folks. Not while LeBron is out. When you put all of your eggs, like when you devote resources, like everything you got, to transcendent players, which, by the way, is always a good idea in the NBA. It's always a good, be a top-heavy team with amazing players at the very top. That's how you win championships. But, of course, there's always an injury risk. And LeBron is no spring chicken. How much more of his prime does he have? This is a big deal. Especially with AD out. Big Rob in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's up, Max? It's your boy, Big Rob from Inglewood, baby. Hey, First of all, rest in peace, the great Elgin Baylor.
Yep.
And hey, Max, I just want to say two things right quick.
Wait, Big Rob, first I have a question. Is Inglewood still up to no good?
Always up to no good, baby.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe it's time that Inglewood starts being up to some good. I don't know. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Hey, I want two things right quick. One about LeBron, one about Kobe. First of all, Laker fans, we should not be all sad because LeBron is hurt. Last year, we only won the championship because the virus hit and LeBron had a chance to rest. And now, hey, he's hurt. We're not happy he's hurt. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, he's getting a chance to rest. Remember, the only time LeBron James did not win the championship is when he overplayed himself and he was too tired to go any further. And the next thing is, hey, everybody who's saying Kobe Bryant should be the NBA logo, they are hypocrites.
Why?
I say that because if I would have caught anybody's sports show before the great legend left us, hey, everybody would have said, man, you're crazy.
Well, but then he did pass tragically. So it's a way to honor his memory in a life that was cut way too short. The crazy thing I understand what you're saying. Had he not passed, people would say, well, why Kobe? Why not Jordan? Why not this one? But I just name a greater athlete in their sport who passed at so tragically early an age. I suppose the last time was Lou Gehrig. That's like a comparable kind of Kobe Bryant level figure. Who else? I'm missing somebody. I mean, boxing, Salvador Sanchez, but he wasn't as famous, as big a cultural icon in this country. In Mexico, that's something else, but he's only 23. He was still doing it. Kobe, what's crazy about Kobe is he had his entire career where he just about matched Michael Jordan. And then he retired. He left everything out on the court. And then it was on to the next stage of his life. And it just felt like he was very present still in American popular culture. Won an Academy Award. Won a, I really believed, Kobe was going to own the Lakers. You know, Rob Pelinka, his dude, was running the show. I don't think that was that Kobe had nothing to do with that. I really thought one day Kobe was going to own the Lakers. At any rate, I don't consider it hypocritical for people after a tragic early passing of a sports legend to then say, hey, maybe we'll honor him in a special way that we may not have had he not tragically passed. That was Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN front office insider and resident GM, joins me on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike.
How you doing, Max?
Good, I'm doing well. Maybe not as well as the Rams right now. That seems like a pretty good deal to get DeSean Jackson, who is certainly a deep threat, on a one-year deal. What do you think?
Yeah, I think for what they want to do in terms of being more explosive on offense, and we've heard Coach McVay talk about bringing Matthew Stafford, about what they're trying to do on offense, there's no better, you know, home run hitter in the last 5 years than DeSean Jackson. Big question, of course, is going to be his health and can he play in 16 games. But if he's healthy, that is a great sign. I agree with you, Max, just because he brings a dimension that is impossible to find from a standpoint of consistent deep speed.
And one thing the Rams have done really well, I think, in recent years is they've had receiver cores that no one player you're like, that's a top five receiver. But they're all really good. And like for example, when I play DraftKings every week, I never have any idea which receiver to take. I don't know who's going to match up on them. I don't know how exactly they're going to be used. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. You add DeSean Jackson to that mix. It's just, and now you have Stafford. It's like you're returning your offense from last year. But instead of Goff, you have Stafford, who's a more talented player. And you're adding DeSean Jackson. I just see this as sort of a no downside, big upside kind of play for them.
Yeah. You know, the only downside is he hasn't played in 16 games since 2013.
Yeah.
And, you know, that explosive speed, you know, again, when he's there, Max, is tremendous. But, again, that would be my only question. I think Cooper Kupp may be the most underrated player in the NFL. So I do think they're diverse. I think Robert Woods is really solid. So, again, Stafford's a big upgrade over Goff. So I do think this offense will be better. I just don't know how many games we could pencil DeSean Jackson in for.
Best ability, availability. By the way, I also think Cooper Kupp's really underrated. I really like Robert Woods, too. I think they have a real useful receiving core without any one guy like kind of giving you eye-popping numbers. They can all hurt you. Mike, talking to Mike Tannenbaum on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. I liked, once they re-signed Dak, I thought, okay, the Dallas is the front runners. Oh, wait a minute. Fitzpatrick's good enough where, given the defense, I think maybe Washington. But you know what now? I'm looking at the Giants. I think where Dallas has the offense and Washington has the defense, the Giants have a chance to have both with the Galladay signing. What's your feeling about where the Giants rank in that division right now?
Boy, it's a great question. I would probably have them third, and I think this is a hugely consequential year for Daniel Jones. And let me tell you why, Max. He had 14 passing touchdowns last year. In this day and age and the way, you know, football is set up, that's just not good enough. And let's give Dave Gettleman credit. You know, he went out and he got the best receiver he possibly could. They got Kyle Rudolph. They have, I think, someone underrated in Darius Slayton. They have Evan Ingram and hopefully a healthy Saquon Barkley. And if Daniel Jones is ever going to show us what he can do, it has to be this year. But I do like Washington. I do like Dallas. I think all of a sudden this has become a very competitive division.
Yeah, by the way, it was 11 passing touchdowns last year for Daniel Jones. After 24 touchdowns to 12 interceptions as a rookie with 62% completion, and as a mobile guy without a lot of weapons, without a good offensive line, he showed real promise. The development wasn't there. But, Mike, I think at this point – they're going to invest more in the offensive line. They're getting Solder back. Andrew Thomas made some progress. They like Pert. Will Hernandez is talented, though he hasn't really developed as a pro. They really do have a bunch of weapons. You mentioned them. Kyle Rudolph is a professional tight end, and Ingram has talent. I agree with you about Slayton. Maybe he's a number one. Maybe not yet, but maybe yes. And now with Galladay and Shepard's still a real good slot guy. Daniel Jones has a lot of weapons. Saquon's coming back. He has a nice defense. He seems to have a good coach. It is, to me, a make-or-break year. What happens if he doesn't come through this year, Mike?
Well, here's the big challenge. We've talked about this quite a bit, Max, over the last couple of weeks, which is this is why I think the draft this year is going to be so much fun. From 2 to 11, starting with the Jets at 2, all the way to San Francisco at 11, with Denver at 9, Carolina at 8, Philly at 6, Atlanta at 4, I think everyone's going to be a massive run on quarterbacks. And one of the reasons is right now in the 2022 draft, there's one first-round quarterback, and that's Keenan Slottis. Now, there'll be some other guys, Hal from North Carolina, and there could be, of course, other players emerge. But I think you're making a great point, which is given all these weapons, given the offensive line, which looks like on paper should be better than it was a year ago, if Daniel Jones doesn't improve off of last year, they're stuck, in my opinion, because I don't know where that quarterback's coming from in the foreseeable future.
Well, look, I like the Giants to win the division, but as I keep saying, if it doesn't happen, I will simply blame Gettleman, Mike Tannenbaum. I will blame him for everything. If the hot water doesn't come on, I'm blaming Gettleman. I have high hopes, but oh, Gettleman, this better work. This better work! That terrible Boston accent. Let's face it, Mike. It's offensive.
Matt,
the accent's offensive.
What, like,
yes.
There's two things about being an NFL GM, yep, especially in New York, which is you're going to have less hair and more weight, and poor Dave, because he really means well.
I can't take the way he says quarterback. That's a deal breaker for me, Mike. Quarterback alone. What the hell is a quarterback? Someone explain this to me. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN front office insider, resident GM here on the Goodyear Hotline, Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. What does the trade market, in your estimation, look like for Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson right now, Mike?
Well, I think they're really separate issues. Deshaun Watson obviously has gotten immensely more complicated, and obviously this is a very serious issue in terms of, you know, these are serious allegations. Now, with that said, they are only allegations, and I think if you're a team, you can remain very interested, but you have to wait for this investigation to run its full course. So I think we have to kind of put a pin in that, put that on pause for the foreseeable future. In terms of Russell Wilson, I stand by what I said, which is it's 3 first-round picks. And if I'm Chicago, I'm giving 3 first-round picks, the Sears Tower, Khalil Mack.
But they've tried, haven't they? It hasn't worked.
But, you know, Max, in my career, you know, Green Bay said no to me on Brett Favre a couple times, and I just wasn't going to take no for an answer. And if I'm Chicago, I just keep going. Now, here's the other interesting thing. The one player and contract that really makes sense there is Sam Darnold. Because Sam's going into the fourth year of a rookie contract, about $4.6 million. In terms of cap to Seattle. Seattle's cap number would go from 32 to 39 million for Russell Wilson. And I think if I'm Seattle and I could come out of this with either, you know, 3 ones and Khalil Mack or a whole bunch of those Jet first round picks, if I'm going to trade Russell Wilson, that's the sort of package I would need to get.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN resident GM and football expert, of course, on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Mike, always love it when you come on. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
And I'll make sure that my diction remains correct, that it's quarterback.
Quarterback. Don't ever say quarterback. We are enemies if you say quarterback. What the hell is a quarterback? I'm still trying to figure it out. Mike Tannenbaum, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I would say, well, let me pose it as a question. Is this the best weekend of the NCAA tournament ever, of all time? No doubt coming up. This weekend's UFC 260 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more. With the DraftKings lineup on the line, you can get your violence anywhere, but what about your gambling? What about that? Do you know how fun DraftKings is? If you're looking for a reason to avoid your family and friends, you must get into DraftKings. Trust me. It'll suck up every spare moment you have. Oh, it's so fun. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, Fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick 6 fighters, standard the salary cap, pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about basketball and hockey, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code MAX to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code MAX to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
D'Angelo Russell is at it again. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't miss the biggest, baddest rematch at UFC 260. I tracked some sound for this. That's right. You'll hear my voice giving you my thoughts on what Ngannou has to do, Francis Ngannou, to win the rematch against Stipe Miocic. Don't forget, he lost their first fight before everyone understood how good Stipe was. And Ngannou was undefeated, and he had knocked everyone out and stopped everyone. And Stipe, since then, has won a trilogy against Daniel Cormier, one of the greatest fighters ever, even if he was, you know, quite old at the time. But still, Ngannou's favored again. He's like a pretty substantial favorite considering he lost the first fight, but he is physically imposing. UFC 260 on Saturday is exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of it.
No Doubt.
All right, Raj, what do we got for No Doubt?
All right. Hey, take a listen to this. This is my bracket. However.
Sounds better than mine. Mine, you have to, like, what is fire? You know, light it on fire. Yeah.
Torch it. Hey, despite that, Max, this is the best opening weekend of the NCAA tournament you've seen.
Easily. It's easily the best because it's a candidate for best ever anyway.
Easily. This ain't called easily. This is not.
No Doubt.
Easily. No Doubt.
It's easily the best because it's a candidate anyway. But then considering we've been starving for this, you know, no tournament last year. You know, sports, was we were just like, you know, listen, The Last Dance got a monster number. It's a great doc, but it was like a live sporting event because we didn't have anything. And then to have a weekend, we had NBA action. There were fights on. There was all kinds of stuff. And this, for this to happen, one seed's getting bounced and Cinderella's left and right. Yes, it's the greatest opening weekend ever.
Okay. Hey, let's play the tracks for him. Play the tracks for him, B. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, great, great theme song. Well, that's the great 60s, themes. But that whole era of TV, that, The Odd Couple, ooh, right? All those reruns on in New York, it's on Channel 11, on PIX back then. Okay. Oh, it was so good.
Well, speaking of reruns, check it out. William Shatner turns 90 today. Happy birthday to you, Bill. Hey,
oh, wait a minute. Max, was that on PIX or it might have been on WOR? Say it again, Raj.
I don't know. Max, you can get with some Star Trek. Can you
get
some Star Trek?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Star Trek was excellent.
Yeah.
Star Trek was excellent. I mean, yeah, listen, it's I wasn't a Trekkie or anything, but it was dope. And William Shatner's 90?
90 years old, man.
I used to live.
Think about it.
As you know.
The rest of the crew is gone.
Yeah, as you know, I used to live in Bel Air, Raj, when I lived in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, very successful, and I liked to live a life of luxury. No, I did live in Bel Air, and right across the hill, apparently, lived Leonard Nimoy. And he passed away while I lived there. But I remember thinking, like, I wanted to meet him because he spoke Yiddish, as do I. And Vulcans, which he just used a word in Yiddish that means cloud. And that's why he's a Vulcan, right? A Vulcan.
Wow.
Yeah, so I thought, I'm going to get together with Leonard Nimoy and speak some Yiddish with him. But, of course, I never did anything about it because I'm a very busy man, Raj. Very busy. Very successful and busy. Yes.
Right. What else? Speaking of people being busy, D'Angelo Russell. You remember him back in the early days. He chose the wrong time to advocate for his teammate Anthony Edwards to win the Rookie of the Year award right after LaMelo Ball suffered a season-ending injury.
Yo, what's up with D'Angelo Russell's judgment? You know, like, I had high hopes for him. I urged the Lakers to draft him second overall. They did. I don't know what they're listening to me for. I also urged them to trade for Steve Nash, and they did. They should have stopped listening to the Max and Marcellus back then. That wasn't a good idea. But D'Angelo Russell just has a certain kind of immaturity baked in, you know? Lonzo, I really saw as D'Angelo Russell 2.0. Like, D'Angelo Russell, but he got it better. And it's nothing really malicious with D'Angelo. He doesn't have great awareness sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, so no doubt for you. He chose the wrong time.
No all doubt. Right.
Yeah. Fair enough. And then the last
I don't know how to play this game
here,
yet. All I got to know is No Doubt or nah, son. I still don't know how to do it.
We're working on it. We've been doing this since August. I got faith in you. You're going to get it down soon.
All right.
Hey, check it out. Nick Foles would take Jalen Hurts' job if the Eagles sign him.
Nah, son.
Eventually.
Nah, son, I don't think so. I think Jalen Hurts can be all right. He's pretty good. He looked good, especially in that Arizona game. And Nick Foles is a good – listen, if you have an offensive line, Nick Foles can play, but you need to protect him. But all his best seasons have been in Philly. 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I think he was 8-2 that year. As an Eagle, when you take out his rookie season, he's something like 24-8 if you include the playoffs with a Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. He wins 3 times as much as he loses. You got to protect him. You know, the Bears didn't have an offensive line. Jeff Fisher didn't know what he was doing. But in Philly, he's been good. But he's also been a good teammate. He hasn't been a guy who leaks stuff to the press or causes a division in the locker room. And I think he'll be a good mentor for Jalen Hurts. So, yeah, I, you know, if Jalen Hurts does falter, if they feel like he's not really a starting quarterback, Nick Foles, if protected, can get the job done for sure, especially in Philly.
Hey, tell me who No Doubt is brought to us by, and then we'll hit a call.
No Doubt, Raj, is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Richard.
Yeah, hi, Max.
Hey, Richard.
Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
Great player, retired in December of 71. Mm-hmm. Now, do you know who replaced him in the starting lineup for the Los Angeles Lakers?
Oh, I can't tell you. I do offhand. I know he retired and they won the chip later that year, early next year.
He came from the same school you went to.
A Columbia player who replaced Elgin Baylor? I don't know. Who was it, Richard?
Jim McMillan.
Right. Okay, Richard, look, hold on. Before we Richard,
Max.
Richard, I need to ask you something about Elgin Baylor while I got you. Forget about the trivia for a second.
They went on a 33-game winning streak.
I know, as soon as he retired. I know. Listen.
Right after he retired, 33. And do you know who broke the winning streak?
The Knicks?
No, Milwaukee with Kareem.
That's right. I don't remember.
A Sunday afternoon game.
I used to know all this trivia, Richard. Listen, I want to talk to you about something. Stop
Max,
it.
Max, one more thing.
I can't take it.
Do you know who was the color commentator on that Sunday game when Milwaukee
Richard!
Beat LA?
Richard! I'm good. Jerry West.
Bill Russell.
Right. Okay. Listen.
Bill Russell.
I know. Jerry West played. Listen. Richard, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. Go ahead, Max. Stop. I can tell you everything you want to know about Elgin Baylor.
That's what I want to talk to you about, and we're almost out of time in this segment now because you had to start with the Jim McMillan. The Elgin Baylor is known as like a Skywalker.
He's a Giannis.
Okay. Okay.
That's who I would compare him to,
that's
but he hasn't won a championship.
I have a specific question for you.
Go ahead.
He's known as a Skywalker, but in the clips I see, while I definitely see improvisation while in the air that reminds me of Dr. J and Michael Jordan, I don't really see him playing above the rim. But maybe
he was way above.
Right.
Hawkins was like that too, but
sure.
We saw Connie at a little later stage.
So that's why. So most of the footage that I see is of his later career when he wasn't as above the rim as he was early in his career. Is that what I'm to understand?
Oh, of course. Mid-60s, early 60s, he was always above the rim. Him and Jerry West were 1-2 punch with L.A.
That's why I'm asking, because a lot of times, like Nat Fleischer used to edit Ring Magazine, once listed Jack Johnson as having the greatest left jab in history. And when you go through old video, you can't even find Jack Johnson throwing a single left jab. Like literally, not a single left. If he had the greatest jab, where was it, right? So that's why I'm asking, because Elgin Baylor, from the video that exists, I haven't seen a lot of above the rim dunking kind of stuff, but a lot of in the air, sort of hanging in the air improv. But you're saying he was, as they write about him, an above the rim kind of dunker.
Max, you know who used to shut him down? A forward from NYU on the Boston Celtics, and he was from NYU. Satch Sanders. Elgin Baylor couldn't do anything against Satch Sanders. Auerbach would put Sanders on him, Casey Jones on Jerry West, and those guys did not score.
Now, Richard, you're a wealth of information. I would have really liked to ask you a lot of questions, but you were on Jim McMillan trivia. And so I hope that next time we can talk and you let me pick your brain a little bit and just answer the questions. What do you think? What do you think, Richard?
About what, Matt?
Okay, we'll get to it next time. Richard from Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen. Jim McMillan in the starting lineup. Raj, we should do a memory lane segment with Richard. Although Richard is just me, you know, 20 years older or 30 years older. This is going to be me.
The Max Kellerman Show is on ESPN Radio and presented by Progressive Insurance. Last Take is coming up. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Last Take next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Am I going to turn into Richard really in the next 20, 30 years? I am, right? I'm going to be talking about like, you have to understand. Livingston Bramble. When he beat Ray Mancini, he wasn't supposed to continue to dominate, but then he beat Tyrone Crawley. And people would be like, Max, shut up. Or are they? Am I already doing that?
Max, don't you let Richard and I hear you on First Take giving away some of that trivia he just gave you. You better credit that man if you
That's
do.
Right. That's right. I have to steal it and say, hey, Stephen A., what do you know about Jim McMillan? Stephen A., I just thought of an original point that I'd like to bring up. Did you miss any of the Max Kellerman Show today? Well, it was fantastic. Fantastic. Already you hear us joshing each other about the good times we've had so far in the show today. Just good ribbings today. What did they say in the old days? Oh, we had fun. We laughed. We cried. Well, actually, it was sad today with the passing of Elgin Baylor. But it was an amazing weekend of college basketball. We talked about it all. And by we, I mean me. I did all the talking. Raj did the undermining. And Brendan just did the shaking of his head. You can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
Tyrone in Philly. Forget about my last take. I want to take some calls. Tyrone in Philly, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hello, yes. So I was going to ask you, but you already answered my question already.
All right,
how do you feel about the two signings, Kyle Rudolph and Kenny Golladay? I think the Giants are going to be a lot better this year.
Well, I'll say this: it seems they overpaid for those guys. And the problem with a team like the Giants is, in order to get like. Although Belichick overpaid this year too, but usually a team like the Patriots, Belichick will get the same production that a team like the Giants pays for in free agency, and Belichick will get it in the draft, right? So, like, you know, he gets a Nate Solder. Nate Solder's okay. He's not great, but he's not bad. The Giants make him the highest paid left tackle in history, basically. And Belichick's like, fine, goodbye. Kyle Rudolph is a good pickup. He'll help them on the field. He's a solid tight end. You should be able to find most of what he can do cheaper. Golladay is an excellent pickup. He is underrated, but that's because he's not on the field. But if he stays on the field, that's a steal. So whether or not I think Gettleman priced them appropriately, he got two good players that should help the team, particularly in those positions of need. The Giants just needed a solid tight end. Like Ingram, can you say he's a bust exactly? He can't hold on to the ball. He doesn't have good hands. But he has amazing, you know, talent and speed. But they needed a more kind of consistent tight end. And they added him to Ingram. They added Rudolph to Ingram. And meantime, they needed a number one. Slayton may be that, may not. Maybe he's on his way to being that. But Golladay, when he's on the field, that's a legit number one. And he's not like the 15th best either. He's not middle of the pack. He's a top half of the pack, number one wideout when he's on the field. Alan in New York, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Columbia College a few years before you.
Ah, there you go, Alan.
So I'm on a flight from L.A., and I'm sitting in coach, and Dr. J is standing in the front of the plane. He had already retired wearing a suit. He had gray hair. At the time, I wait for him to sit down, and I walk over, all 5'8" of me, and I bend down, and he's reading the paper, and I say to him, you know, Dr. J, my son thought of you as the greatest player of all time. He doesn't move. But at that point, I say, on the other hand, Elgin Baylor was my favorite player, at which point he puts the newspaper down and goes to shake my hand. Of course, my hand fits in half of his hand, but I thought it was a good story. So I'm telling you that one.
Okay, Alan. Well, thank you for that. I'll say this. Do you know how annoying it is for Dr. J to have to sit there on the plane and be accosted by fans? Will you let the guy alone? Dr. J has always mentioned Elgin Baylor as an influence, and it's a very sad day today that Elgin Baylor passed. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.